intensity, the passion of the championship. It's all here.
That's a huge opportunity miss.
Pass is going astray.
And a game that can go either way.
It's all hands on deck. Ball bobbling.
It's all over.
The Big Ball Small Ball Podcast with Valerie Wheeler.
Your GAA coverage on Spin Southwest with Optima Training, your training partner.
Welcome to Big Ball Small Ball this week. The weekend was a lot of GAA action between AIB All-Ireland Club Finals and of course the Allianz Hurling and Football League. Starting with the AIB All-Ireland Club Final replay, Coola beating the Nepeartic 217-117 and confirming today that his departure from the Nepeartic senior hurling team. Shane O'Neill gives his reaction after the game.
The players just gave absolutely everything and you can see the pride that they have in themselves, their jersey, their families and their teammates, and they all showed it there again today. I was just saying earlier that can't fault the lads to a man. They were absolutely outstanding, gave everything they could possibly give. 6 points down, we kind of looked dead and buried, and the character they showed to actually come back again. And both teams at various stages looked like they were out on their feet after the epic battle that was there last week, and both teams came back very strongly. So two really, really, really good sides, and unfortunately we came out of it on the wrong side today.
Shane also speaks about how they may have lost out on some energy towards the end.
I didn't think so at that stage. Now it is when you're 6 points down to actually drag it back and go a point up. It does take a lot of energy and a lot of work, and a few of the lads were struggling a small bit, but they were given absolutely everything they could possibly give. And I don't know, very hard to call. It's I probably won't be analysing now at all, but like, it is so quickly after the match, just to try and digest everything that went on there again today, because it was another serious battle with a really, really good team. We didn't get into a rhythm as such, I suppose, but still, when we do, we're very, very dangerous altogether, you know. So I don't know, a huge element of that had to do with the way Coola were playing, obviously, as well, you know, because there are two teams obviously in it, you know, and it was just two really, really good teams who just embedded hammer and tongs again.
Yes. Shane, would you be questioning about some of the refs' freeze towards
the end? No, I wouldn't. Referee did a great job. Boys were, I'm just concentrating the boys, they did a fantastic, like, we're so, so proud of them. Couldn't fault them to a man. They gave absolutely everything they could give, and we're just so, so proud of them.
Also, we asked Shane about Mike Casey as to why he was taken off throughout the game.
Very sick all week. We were lucky that he played at all, and he did so well in the first half again, you know. So he was a loss, but the boys that came on then were immense as well, you know. So everybody was just super. Couldn't fault anyone.
And of course, we spoke to the winning side. Here's Sean Moore and give his initial feelings after the game.
Absolutely wrecked. It was two very tough battles last week, you know, tough in the bodies. And credit to the Pearsic, they brought an incredible work right here today. And we had to really fight to the very end of both games to, you know, when we thought we were dead and buried, you know, just to fight back, to get back, put ourselves in a position to win the game. And it's credit to the lads, the whole team, the backroom team, the amount of work we put in to get back here again. Yeah, I think last week in the Pearsic, they had their homework done. They tactically set up the game. You know, a lot of it was played on their terms. They set up very well. It made it life very difficult for us, especially in our forwards. They were swarming space. You know, we had to adapt then to what they threw at us today. It would be a whole new ball game, we knew, but we knew we had to play the game more on our terms, and we knew we had to just work that bit harder. Get, you know, one more tackle, one more hook, one more block. That would have been the difference last week. So we knew we had to just dig that bit deeper today to get ourselves over the line. And thank God, you know, we were just able to do it. I always have belief in the team, you know. It's credit to the lads, you know, they'll never give up. We'll keep fighting at the very last whistle. And you know, when we were point down with a minute or two left, you know, we found it in us, you know, we went to the places just to get that extra, to get on the ball, to get work on the field, and you know, get another score. It's incredible to be up there with those teams. You know, we're just absolutely delighted we can put ourselves in these situations and you know, to win the All-Ireland, it's absolutely a dream come true, really.
Also got a chance to speak to the two in a row All-Ireland winning manager, Matty Kenny, on his reaction to winning two in a row.
Look, we're just so proud of this group of players. We're so proud of the management setup, the backroom staff. Everyone that's put so much work in this for the last 3 or 4 years. Coming out of Dublin, it's been so difficult, being on the road in Leinster and winning last year's All-Ireland and coming back again and doing it again tonight. We're just so proud of the guys. They showed huge character in Croke Park last Saturday under difficult circumstances, and their character was tested again tonight. But we kept coming, and they got the last 3 or 4 scores to go on and win the game.
And on Sunday, I was in Croke Park for the National Allianz Hurling League quarterfinal between Tipperary and Dublin.
The full-time whistle has blown, and Tipperary have beaten Dublin 225 to 20 points.
they've set up an all-Southwest semi-final with Limerick.
14-man Tipperary beat the Dubs 225 to 20 points. Tip have booked their spot in an all Southwest semi-final, as heard by Oisín Langan just there, against Limerick next Saturday, the 31st of March at 7 p.m. in Semple Stadium. Thurles, that was confirmed this morning. Tip were hot favourites heading into the game yesterday, but took longer than expected to get going, but eventually hit their stride in Croke Park. Pat Gilroy's Dublin started strong after having a 9 points to 1 point lead inside the first 10 minutes. Tipperary also lost Ronan Maher to a red card after receiving his second yellow for a challenge with Ryan O'Dwyer, which was quite questionable, might I add, and also didn't affect them one bit. Got a chance to speak to Tipperary hurling manager Michael Ryan after the game. Michael, congratulations on semi-final. Good game.
Yeah, delighted. Look, we came up to achieve exactly that. We just, you know, the winners here, you know, get a great prize. You get to go forward again and play next week. And, you know, we're getting towards that climax of the league, and we certainly wanted to be involved. And I think, you know, our boys would have shown plenty of desire out there, and it was pretty obvious, you know, they wanted to get something out of this league. So, yeah, we're happy to be there.
Michael also spoke to us about the slow start.
Yeah, and look, I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I have to temper that with how well Dublin started, you know, and I think, probably on balance, most of the credit would go to them as opposed to us being flat. But look, they got some start. And, you know, if they had taken another point or two at that time, they may just have tipped us out over the edge. But they were full value for their lead, you know, and they really came at us, you know. It was a desperate-looking scoreline.
The boss man also gave his reaction to Ronan Maher being sent off.
Yeah, sure, look, number one, you have to restructure it as best you can. But in fairness to our lads, you know, it was a great challenge for a second half. And I was very happy with the way that they applied themselves. You know, their work rate and their use of the ball, I thought, was better. Now, we did catch a break or two, you know, we did hit the juggler with that second goal. And it does give you that bit of comfort. But our boys have been hurling well within themselves at that stage anyway. But yeah, it's a setback. But, you know, we've had it before. We've had it before and we'll have it again, you know. And it's a case of what you do next. And I was really happy with their attitude.
We questioned Michael and some of the referees' decision having after sending Ronan Maher off. And we questioned him whether he thought Danny Sutcliffe should still have been on the field.
Do you know what? It was that kind of a game, you know. There was a real physicality about that game. And, you know, sure, look, we love that. You know, that's hurling at its best. Look, I never want to see anybody sent off. But look, thankfully, nobody was hurt is the first instance. And a second yellow, you know, a straight red is a very... You know, I suppose there's an aftermath after a straight red, but thankfully it was a second yellow.
Michael also spoke about how they're balancing the league and all games with a championship in mind.
Well, look, I suppose we're just taking it, you know, in terms of what we can control at this point in time, which is, you know, we're in the National League. It's too important a competition for us to take our eye off the ball. You know, these are great games for us, and you know, we got an opportunity to use more guys out there today, and you know, and even to be honest, you know, the chance to come up and play in Croke Park is really, really good for our fellas. Some of the fellas on our 26 today have never been here in any other capacity than a supporter, so it's important. I wouldn't underestimate it for us today. And you know, we're having a brand new kind of game next week. We haven't crossed swords with Limerick in a while, and you know, I saw them play last weekend, and you know, that was a cracking game with themselves and Clare. You know, so there's a massive challenge coming. And look, you know, and the Piercy boys coming back to Clare, back to Limerick, they're only going to be stronger. We all have the same challenge come May, but look, this is the here and now, and you know, there's a semi-final, you know, to be competed for. The prize to get to a final, our fellas would love that. We haven't won the National League since 2008. You know, last year's final, when we were in it, we gave a very poor account of ourselves, and we certainly like to an opportunity, if we can get it, to play again and give a better account.
He also gave his reaction on what was said to the players at halftime.
Well, let's stop it at that. Let's keep 14 on the pitch. I'm jesting. I know. Look, it was all about attitude, and to be fair to the lads, I thought they showed a really good commitment to each other in the second half, and you know, the scores came, and yeah, I thought we used the ball quite well. Yeah, absolutely, and you know, we put a huge emphasis on that. You know, there's no lost causes, and you know, every ball is there to be won until, you know, and really, if you can get that ethos running through the team, it really, you know, puts backs under pressure. You know, and I know from personal experience, you know, we're very uncomfortable when we're under that kind of pressure, and mistakes happen, and you know, forwards being forwards, they're ruthless, and you know, we took our goal well, you know, but I thought we were managing the game well at that point anyway. But it was all there to play for. I think Dublin's end result or in scoreline wouldn't reflect their effort in that game.
That was was Tipperary hurling manager Michael Ryan after their win against Dublin yesterday. As I said earlier, Tipperary now facing Limerick in the semi-final next Saturday night in Thurles. I'll have a reaction from that next week on Big Ball Small Ball. Taking a look at the National Football League on Sunday, Kerry lost out to Tyrone 117 to 14 points in round 7 of the Division 1. In Division 2, Clare beating Louth 312 to 111, which Clare will be extremely happy with, guaranteeing themselves Division 2 status in 2019 in the Allianz Football League. Now we have reaction from Clare's Colm Collins, manager, after the game.
Yeah, you know, just so you got your 2 points. So like every match we play, there's lots of things you wouldn't have been happy with, but 2 points gained and 8 points, and we're safe on our own bat. 19th of May now, that's it, everything totally focused on that, so that's where we're going now. It was good, you know, the day that was in it, there was a nice breeze down the pitch, so I suppose there was a good advantage playing that way. So and it was difficult enough for kicking points, so it was good to get the goals, and fair play to the lads, they stuck them well. So listen, you know, it is what it is. It's 8 points, and I suppose a lot of, you know, when you reflect back over the league, there was a lot of little things that if we got them right, you know, you could have been at the other end of the table. So they came out at half time obviously with a bit of purpose. They had no choice. They were well down, so it was something we should have been expecting, and we were very sloppy about the way we conceded the goal, especially when we were in possession and we headed into the traffic and turned over the ball. So like there's plenty of work there, anyway. As I said, you know, when you look back over all the games, you see just little. It's all small, little margins are tiny. I think the football leagues are very, very even compared to the hurling leagues. Like, and there's, you know, if you can get stuff right, you know, if you can get the you know, getting the bottom and the rest position, if you can get your discipline right. You know, if you can, you know, not get the ball brought forward for argument or free, little things like that is what it comes down to when you've drawn games. And I felt, you know, the game, you know, we're against Roscommon as well, you know, we probably could have won that game too. Well, it could have gone either way, but as I said, that's the way it is. But overall, we're still in Division 2 for the coming year, which is good.
That was reaction from Clare manager Colm Collins. They finished with 8 points in the table. Key results was wins away to Cork and Down, and they drew against Tipperary and Cavan this year. And of course, yesterday, the comfortable win was the goal, coming from Kieran Malone, Jamie Malone, and Keelan Sexton. And of course, Owen Cleary with 8 points on the board as well, 6 from frees. That was finished 3-12 to 1-11 for Clare. And in Division 4, Limerick losing out to Antrim over the weekend also. That is it for me this week on Big Ball Small Ball, and apologies for the head cold. I tried my best, but at least I got it done. Catch you next week for a reaction from the Allianz Hurling and Football League.
The Big Ball Small Ball Podcast
with Optima Training, your training partner for health and safety. OptimaTraining.ie.
Spin Southwest.